Beautiful, wonderful, and blessed Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall. Thank you so much to all of our guests, guest 164 in our chat room, and of course, all of our guests who join me here in the call query. Thank you so much for being here this early at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning here in beautiful Randallstown, Maryland, USA. And of course, to some of our listeners, you're well on your way through your day, time out of your day, to join me here. So many of you ask what the opening music is. It's part of the Wellness for Women CD series. This is the Reflections CD, and this is Tai Chi. It's composed, arranged, and produced by Thomas Walker. So how is everyone today? As always, I hope that you are in your favorite easy chair, lying back in bed. Lie back, sit back, close your eyes. Few moments. Get rid of all of your cares. Get rid of all of your doubts. Get rid of all of your problems. All I ask is for a few minutes on your Sunday morning, the beginning of another week, so that we can relieve and release all of the drama, the stress, and anything negative from our lives. You'll be going back to your life a few moments, but right now, this is our time. So lie back, sit back, close your eyes. As always, let's do some breathing exercises. We're going to inhale. Now exhale. When you inhale, feel that cool, clean, crisp air. Take it into your lungs and hold it as long as you can. Let's inhale again. Closed. Lie back. Sit back. Just relax. Now exhale. Let all that warm negativity find its way out of your body. We're cleansing our heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul so that we will be better prepared for whatever will come our way this week and beyond. Continue to breathe while we start this week's program. Remember, lie back, sit back, close your eyes, allow my voice to guide you on this journey. You know, we are about to usher in a new year. Matter of fact, this is my last show for 2013. When I see you next week, it will be a brand new year. If you're joining me in the chat room and you'd like to participate in the chat, there's several ways you can do that. Give us a call at 646-478-4726, or you can always join me on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, join me at the group Healing with Maria. You go up to the top upper left-hand corner by that beautiful F for Facebook. Type in Healing with Maria. You can join me there. Once you request to join, I will approve your request, and you can leave your comments there. Or as I said, feel free to give me a call, 646-478-4726. Press number 1 to be on air. Okay, so as I said, we're about to go into a brand new year. First things first, we're going to talk about leaving of our past here in 2013. And we're going in to 2014 with no regret, but most of all, no excuses in the new year. No excuses. 2014 will be your year of change, if you allow it to be. Now is the time to consider walking away from anything and anyone who does not bring encouraging energy into your life. If you're around people, places, or things that continuously bring you down, it's time to let that go. I always say here in our virtual studio for you, there's a corner where you can leave all of your empty baggage that you're pulling around right now. Leave it in that corner. Find a spot, stack it on top of someone else's drama, but leave it here. The past, once you walk into your light, that light will always eradicate the darkness. The light always comes. We just need to weather this storm and be prepared to bask in the rays of the beautiful sunlight. This week's inspiration, 2 Timothy 3:17. The man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. You have to prepare yourself for the blessings that God has in store for you. You cannot move forward in anything or in any way if you're walking forward with your neck broken, looking backwards at all of the heartache, at all of the pain, at all of the drama. Speaking with one of my colleagues just yesterday, and we spoke about the difference between pain and hurt. Surgery, major surgery, when you come out, you usually on some type of pain medication. You know that it will hurt, and it has to hurt if it is to heal. Physical pain heals with time. Spiritual hurt is a beast of a different origin. We need to work a little harder to heal from hurt. One of the major medications for healing from hurt is forgiveness. When I say forgiveness, I do not mean you have to welcome your perpetrators, all of those who hurt you or whatever hurt you, back into your life. Forgiveness is freeing your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul so that your weight is lifted, your burdens are lightened, and you can soar with eagles. Everything that caused you hurt and harm, that's their cross to bear. That's its cross to bear. That's not your battle anymore. You've made it through that storm. Why are you still giving the empty baggage and the ghost of your past the power to rob you of your joy and to prevent you from reaching your destiny, what you were born on this earth for? No excuses. There's no excuse in 2014. Our second, Proverbs 18:9. Whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys. That means it's time for you to get on point. It's time for you to get it together. You need to get it together. You to clean house. A special hello to Christian Chicanery. You'll have to let me know if I'm saying your second part of your name correctly. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning for our Sunday morning inspiration. To share it, I'll either read it on air, or you can give me a call at 646-478-4726 and press the number 1 on your phone. And I will get you on air. Okay, Cece, I will call you Cece. But again, we need to stop with all the excuses, because we allow the ghost and our empty baggage to control our lives so much, we don't even realize when they're not doing anything anymore, we have conditioned ourselves to become our own worst enemy. Our own worst enemy. We now look in the mirror and see the cause of exactly what's holding us back from our destiny. Soon, baggage has nothing to do with our success. Because ghosts are just that. They're ghosts. And the baggage is empty. We just choose to pull around those containers. We drag them everywhere we go. And there's no reason for it. It's empty. The people and things that hurt us have moved on. Some to new victims. Some are finding new ways to get what they want while stepping on others. They have not given us a thought in many cases. They don't care. And again, that is not our cross to bear. That is between them and God. When they're on their final days, they will have to answer dirty deeds and their sins. And as I've said on a few shows prior, you know, this past January 2013, I had a life-threatening illness. When I describe my experience, some say I did go to the other side. And I remember the voice clearly telling me that my job wasn't done and I had to come back, albeit I did not want to. God has another plan for me. So I'm here at the end of the year. I started getting sick in December of 2012. Had no idea just how sick I was. Actually, I was getting sick earlier in the year. It was a slow process. But once January of 2013 had been ushered in, a few days later, I was at death's door. Had no idea just how sick I was. But God had another plan for me. And I didn't have a choice. Although I was the defiant child initially, and I was on the other side, I actually painted a picture of everything that I saw, and I could describe how the wind felt on my face, how the grass felt in my hands. It was fresh. The air was fresh. I could smell everything. I didn't have one of those floating above my body and all of that. I had gone someplace else. Wasn't here. And yes, my life flashed before my eyes. Interesting, to say the least. It goes by quickly. When they say it flashes, it does flash. But you know what? For those of you who are not living right, dirty deed you've done is coming back to you. So why not say enough, even for you? Enough. It's time to change. A new year is coming. You can change at any time, but why not change at the very beginning? Enough. Aren't you tired of living that way where you're hurting people and you're always looking over your shoulder, waiting for karma to come knocking at your door? Enough. And for those of you who are carrying around that empty baggage, allowing your ghost of the past to rob you of your joy. Enough. Spoken with so many people this year who have dreams, but they have 50 million reasons why they will not make those dreams a reality. For those of you closest to me who are listening to the show, you know, if we make plans to do something, I'm going to hit the ground running. I'm going to start promoting. I'm going to start putting things together. A few weeks ago, I spoken about the difference between associating yourself with positive people versus positive accomplished people. Positive people will sit and talk about their dreams now until the end of time. You can feel good talking about, oh, I'd like to do this, and when I get this, I'm going to do that. And that's all you do. After you sit for a time, suddenly you're 25 years old, and you're still laughing and joking and talking about your dreams. Positive, everything is positive, but you're still sitting on the front porch talking about your dream. Now you're 50. Then you're 75, still talking about your dream because you've associated yourself with people who are positive. Nothing wrong with that if that's what you enjoy. But enough. Stop sitting and talking about your dreams and prepare to do something about them. Realign yourself with positive, accomplished people. Let me say that again. Realign yourself with positive, accomplished people. And know who you're aligning yourself with. There are so many people out there who are name droppers, who wear masks. Those who are accomplished, you usually won't even know just how accomplished they are until you need to know. Do your homework. Make your plan. Set your timeline, then execute it. And make sure that you have your contingency plans. If plan A doesn't work, I suggest you have a plan B through Z. And then A1, B1, C1, and so on. Do not allow anything to stop you from reaching your destiny, from achieving what you were born on this earth to do. I've said this many times before. So many people are born and they die without ever living one day in their life. Chansey, hello there. Thank you so much for joining me in the chat room. I just want you to say these words. When you open your eyes, you get up, you stand up, you walk to that mirror, you tell that person that you see enough. Enough of the excuses. Enough of the lack of confidence. Enough of not moving forward. Chansey writes in the chat room, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen to that. That is what this is about. This is your chance. Again, go to that virtual corner in the Healing Through Hurt Studios. Drop that luggage. Park all your ghosts near the window, because guess what? The sunlight will shine and it will dissipate all of your ghosts if you make the choice them go. Enough. Enough of being someone's footstool. Enough of being alone. If you don't like being alone, and I'm not saying run out here and hook up with the first man, woman, or whomever. I'm saying get involved. Take up a hobby. Go back to school. Do something positive with your life. Each of us, God charged with a specific task. So many of us are falling short because we exist. We do not live. No excuses in 2014. Enough. Do not tell me. Do not tell me. Well, let's start a project. I got to wait till next week. I got to wait till next year. You know, I'm going through some stuff. Nobody is going through the same thing, but everybody is going through something. If you all know my story, for those of you that have been following this show, you know how this show was birthed. You know that I came from the mountaintop down to having 4 cents to my name in the lowest part of the lowest valley. I am still rebuilding. But you know what? I would have it no other way, because although I enjoyed my life when I had money and I had all of these influential people around me, but I will share a secret with you. It's a lonely life. It's a lonely life. Very lonely life. God knocked me down to little to nothing. When you're used to making high five and six figures and you're knocked down to making a little less to nothing, when you have to go back to working a 9-to-5, but you know what? That 9-to-5 is my investment in me, because I'm getting back everything that was removed from my life. I'm getting it back brand new, and I'm going to exceed where I once was. Make no mistake about that. Enough. When is it enough for you? So that's our lesson for the day. Enough. And as always, if you'd like to get involved, contact me. Here's all of the ways you can reach me. On Facebook, join me on the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio group. Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. On Facebook, on Twitter, we're Wall_Foundation. If you're on Google Plus, we're the Relationship Recovery Group there. If you need to hear that encouraging voice, the number is 202-618-2556. We have several ways for you to contact us. Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Emails, contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. HealingWithMaria@yahoo.com. That is the email for those people who are seeking life coaching, because I am a certified professional life coach as well. Or if you'd like to send me a personal message, it's MariaWall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And you hear me speak about the Wall Foundation Incorporated? It is an IRS-recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to get some end-of-year tax credits, there's several ways you can do it. If you are on Facebook, you can go to the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation Group, the fan page. There's a donate button there. And, of course, on our main website, thewallfoundationinc.org, there is a donate button there. And, of course, your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the United States. And while your eyes are still closed, once again, as always, before I leave, I'd like to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And as an added extra, in the new year, I pray you hope. So a word for this, our last broadcast of 2013, is enough. Not only do I pray you enough, but I hope that you're ready to say enough. Remember, success is knocking at your door in 2014. Will you be ready to open your door and welcome it in? Stop putting up with the cream of the crap. I have been saying this since I was a child. And that was quite some time ago. So anyway, just make sure. Thank you, Cece, for joining me here. Peace to you as well, and a happy and prosperous new year. Sister Chanzi, thank you so much for being here. Thank you to all of the guests in the chat room. Thank you to all of the guests in the call query. I just want you to know that you're not alone in the new year. I'm here for you. There's so many prayer warriors out here and people that are waiting to encourage you, to guide you on your path to your destiny. Do not allow anything or anyone to rob you of your success, of your joy, of your happiness, of your healing. And you may want to get on board or contact me to get on our mailing list, because something wonderful is coming January 30th, 2014. Add the fact that Healing Through Hurt, our regular Saturday evening show, we have a lineup that is outstanding. Outstanding. So you want to get involved, like our program, so that you can get updates on all of our upcoming guests. We have a stellar lineup coming for you. So until next time, be well, be blessed, and remember to pay it and pray it forward. I am C. Maria Wall, your most appreciative host, wishing each and every one of you a safe, healthy, and prosperous new year coming in 2014. So until next time, be well, be blessed. One of you, enough.